Dun 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 dun.
Welcome to On the Potty with Dave and Dave. I'm Dave, he's Dave.
And we're on the potty.
Now, can I just say, Dan, this is the largest potty we've ever had our show
recorded. Easily, and the smelliest.
Check this out, three taps. We've got a whole trough in front of us. Can you step it out and tell us how many paces
okay.
It is?
It's
1 meter, two, three, four.
Three and a half downhill steps.
Plus so that's about cubicles. 2 meters.
Two cubicles,
a mirror, no soap, and a stench that smells like weed. Now, while on the subject of... no, we won't go there. We've got some very special guests with us here today. We've got three quarters, soon to be three fifths, of the band, formerly known as Me and Ty, now known as Revive, one day known as...
Who knows? That's the name.
If you've got a suggestion for Revive for a new name for their band, send an email to cccyouth@gmail.com.
Thanks, guys.
Now, who have we got here? We've got Dave. Can you tell us your instrument?
Yes, mate. I'm a singer for Revive.
You're a singer. And he's a lovely singer. Are you classically trained?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, like classical music, choral music, and then into jazz, and then into rock.
That's
as I grew up.
That's a plethora of talent.
A plethora of talent.
Now we've got Ty over here. Ty, tell us your instrument.
I'm on the electric guitar.
Electric guitar. Yeah. You do some BVs.
Occasional
BVs.
Those out there in the world that don't know what BVs are, we're in the know.
I heard Ty do some great woo woos tonight. That's my favourite part.
Thanks,
of the whole
I appreciate it.
It looked like it was your favourite bit as well.
It wasn't just Ty doing the woo woo.
It was also
we had Rich on bass. Great. Tell us your instrument, Rich.
The woo hoos.
Now, can you tell us? You had a very special item that you had around your shoulder. Can you tell us what it was and where you got it from?
I had a guitar strap. I have no idea. I've forgotten where I got it from, though.
It was from me! It looked beautiful. Of all the guitar straps, Rich has probably looked the best.
It felt very nice.
It's nice, isn't it? It's really nice.
Was that your Ashton one?
No, it's not Ashton.
It's like
Dunlop or something like that. Is Dunlop a Plectrum brand? Is that...
Yeah,
fans that
has an Ashton.
I mean, Ashton sucks. If you don't think Ashton's a good guitar, send an email to cccyouth@gmail.com.
Yeah,
these
good.
Guys rock. Fantastic.
So, you guys ever heard our potty before?
No, I tried. It was too hard to get it.
Ty tried. He couldn't find it.
That server was too busy downloading.
Yeah, that's it. We're so hot right now.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot right now. That Hansel.
So hot. He's so hot.
Now, tell us a bit of the history of Revive. It was formerly known as Me and Ty. Me?
Yes, that's right.
And you're Ty.
Yeah, that's right.
And you weren't in it. Yeah. Tell us some of the history.
Well, I mean, Tyler and I, we kind of met through a mutual friend. We just loved music and loved writing songs. So we hooked up and started bashing out some tunes on acoustic guitars in Ty's garage, actually. And then we made an EP, and then we made enough money to make an album. And then we thought, let's get a band going, a rock band. So we got Rich on bass, Mike on drums.
Oh, I'm Mike, and I'm not in here at the moment.
No, he's doing some exceedingly important Revive stuff now.
He's on the toilet.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, man. We've got actually a new album coming out pretty soon. So we had Where I Belong. Our first album is Revive, come out in 2004. And now it's 2006, obviously, and we've got a new album coming out. We're very excited.
Can I just say, I love the 2004 album, Where I Belong. Do you like it, Dan?
I do. I'm a guitar teacher, and I've had about four different requests for different songs in that. Different kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys are becoming famous.
Going global. I have some other stuff to talk to you about with that album.
Sure.
a friend of mine just brought to my attention.
Onoj.
He's been on the show before.
That's an anagram for Jono. Nuge.
He wanted me to bring this up with you guys. The cover art on Where I Belong. Now, he was driving along the road, and he looked at... He just bought your CD. He was really excited, listening to it, rocking out to it, going, yeah. Opens up the cover art and goes, whoa, this is bad stuff. drove onto the other side of the road, and policemen pulled him over. And he's like, he blames your cover art for a cop pulling him over. He said, can you ask them, what's the deal with the cop cover art? I haven't actually looked at it in depth. Is there anything particularly wrong with it?
I didn't know it was that.
I've got to say, if this was a video cast, you'd see how offended.
Yeah, they really... What
are you talking about?
That was not our album. No, it's not that
you at the airport. I remember that bit. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
looked confused sitting down like
that. No, are you on the road?
Yeah, on the road.
I like that one.
The Craig McLaughlin kind of.
You're confused on the train.
That's who it was. Someone looked confused.
You did look confused.
Yeah.
Hey, you know Craig McLaughlin?
I do know Craig McLaughlin. Yeah. I used to babysit me when I was a kid.
He did.
Before
he
was
famous.
He always gave me. No, I won't say that. It'll ruin his. It's ruined.
Before the show starts, he's over.
We got. Can we do this before we keep talking, and then
yeah, absolutely.
We're gonna be tight.
Just quickly, Ty, if we wanted to find out more about Revive, where would we find out about you?
www.reviveband.com.
How good did that sound? www.reviveband.com.
And if you know about MySpace, check us out. We're on there.
Yeah.
Come say hi. Add us as your friend.
Yeah. Add us as your friend. I can actually say CC so you've got a MySpace.
Oh, do we?
All it is it says CC Youth. That's it. There's a little. No. I just made it just so no one else could take the username. But this afternoon, I discovered that there's about 15 senior youth group kids with MySpace things.
Oh, really?
And I'm reading and watching. So look out.
Be good.
Keep your clothes on.
Yeah, that's right.
Not like unlike Daniel last week on the potty. Daniel was in the Raw last week.
Oh, we had to do a weigh-in, and I wanted to be fair. So I, how are you going with that? Have you?
We've got a competition at the moment. It's sort of come from the Biggest Loser. It's called
Winter.
It's called Triple W.
Like
Winter Weight Loss.
Wow.
Okay. Because it's something to lose weight. You're gorgeous.
Oh, well, we are gorgeous. Yeah.
That's right. You can't improve on
that's what we're on about here on the potty. Being gorgeous.
Okay.
Now, I weighed in at 105 last week. Wow. I'm aiming for 95.
Yeah, good aim.
Yesterday, I was 100. I just spat everywhere. Sorry.
Now it's 103.
Goodness. Loogie on my jumper.
Yesterday, I was 100.
Washing off in the urinal.
Oh, we don't have it.
We probably could make noises.
Oh, it's public school doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's
not
much noise.
Damn government.
Yesterday I was 106.
Really?
Yeah. Well, but I'm back to 105 today. And, what are you on? Have you weighed yourself?
Well, last week I was 76. I said I wanted to get to 70. I reckon this week I've eaten worse than
World
I've
Cup.
Ever eaten in my life. That's
World
what it
Cup.
Is. No sleep and quick food. But I've decided. I'm eating so
long ago, food. Never to walk in anyone's shadow.
No. I'm going to go on the Atkins diet.
Yeah.
Because that way it seems like you can eat all this like really
steak.
Bad food.
You just eat steak, don't you?
Yeah, and like bacon and eggs and sounds pretty good.
And no carbos. Is
that so I haven't weighed myself. I'm guessing I'm about 60 right now.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
without scales, we'll never know. Okay,
there you go. Let's do it.
Okay, this is, you guys might need to come around.
Yeah.
I'll start us off. I'll be on this guy.
Uh-huh.
This is Dave.
Yeah.
Who's this? This is Rich.
Yeah.
And then this is you. Okay? You need to remember this here.
So who's Dave? This one.
Dave's going to be CB.
Oh,
oh,
right. Me.
Yeah,
mine.
You're William.
Wrong
Dave.
Yeah, it's 2 days
here. Yeah, gotcha.
If you're a Dave, send an email to reviveband.
Oh, Ty, we can use you too.
Ooh.
Come here.
Ooh.
We did a soundboard. You do like dun dun dun. Okay. Okay, go.
This is gonna be crazy.
He's dashing and he's daring. He's clever and he's caring. He has the mind of a steel trap and the voice of an angel. And most of all, he's not afraid to cry. Not one bit. He could just cry and cry. Bawl his eyes out at just about anything. Anyway, welcome to another adventure of Captain Boaz Time Traveler!
Time Traveler!
Captain Boaz was on his way to the year 1066 after being tipped off by the Da Vinci Code. He was still puzzled as to why the evil time dragon would do something so annoying as stealing his cat, Mr. Pinky.
Evil time dragon is so annoying!
See what I mean?
Why would he steal my cat? It's just a cat. Does he have something more sinister in mind? Something...
Dun, dun, dun!
Really annoying?
Eventually, Captain Boaz landed in the year 1066... on a grassy knoll.
Aha! A grassy knoll!
Ah! Are you a dirty... a demon spawn?
No, I am Captain Boaz, Traveller of...
Oh, well, if you aren't a demon spawn, I don't really care who you are. Can you help me carry this lump of poo?
That's disgusting, dirty peasant! Why are you peasants always carrying lumps of poo?
That's what we're on about here in 1066, carrying lumps of poo. Hey, look out, here comes William the Conqueror.
Who is this that lands a metal ship on this English soil that I am so busy conquering?
I am Captain Boaz Time Traveller! I fly across the...
Yes, yes, and who are you?
I'm a dirty peasant.
I wonder if you could be of some assistance, William the Conqueror. I'm looking for the evil time dragon. He stole my pet cat, Mr. Pinky, and I'm terribly keen to get him back.
A dragon, you say? Pet cat, you say? Terribly keen, you say? I'm pretty much done conquering England and looking for something else to do. Why don't I come and help you in your quest? Besides, I have a totally ridiculous accent that makes listeners laugh every week.
I too can come with you. Anything has to be better than shoveling poo around the English countryside.
Very well. I'm willing to risk the fragile structure of the time-space continuum in order to have some peasant... Oh, sorry. Pleasant company.
Thank you.
My tracking device tells me that we need to travel forward to 1975. That's where the evil time dragon is right now.
Onwards then, for France!
So off they went. Captain Boaz now has a merry band of travellers. The writer of this radio play literally has no idea what he's going to write for next week on... Captain Boaz, Time Traveller!
That was a pretty good episode.
What an episode. Yeah.
They're getting better every week.
It's pretty fun having more guests.
Oh, these guys are really good. Perfect accent. Good. And the soundboard.
Oh, what can I say? Let's hear it again.
Da, da, da. That was upper key. That was off key.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm not in Revive.
Tell us a bit about Revive. What are some of your plans... for the future.
Let's hear it.
Speaker phone.
Hey,
Nick.
Hi.
We're doing a radio thing in the...
You're on the radio right now. Welcome to the potty.
Hey, if you see Tenny, tell him to come to the male toilets.
Yeah. Pack up my guitar.
We're in the toilet doing a radio thing.
Okay, do you want me to send...
Yeah, send Tenny in.
Into the male toilet.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Our drummer will be coming soon.
Let's flush him.
Let's flush him. Or make him walk the trough.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll
five musicians. On one.
No, we're musicians, we'll be no help.
I don't know what he hates. It's just a bit
man
of
daring.
Man touch.
I can't take him. I'm only 60 kilos.
I'm into cage fighting.
When he comes in, hold him, all right?
Oh, just really will. Wait, don't say anything to him. No, and I'm just going to touch him every day. Don't hide him.
Just
go like nuzzle your head into his neck.
Yeah, I will.
Do it.
I'll just do something. Like, I'll start off here and just say, watch his reaction. Don't say anything. Alright,
let's pretend.
So he better come now.
Let's pretend
we're
not doing
anything. Alright, so let's talk about Revive. The future, you've gone full time, is that right?
That's right.
How's that been going?
Very well, yeah. We're actually more busy than what I thought we'd be. Playing a lot of gigs. Like already this week, we played 3 or 4. And we're writing for this new album, which we start next week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
Now, I've heard rumours, perhaps ideas of perhaps going overseas. Is that a possibility, Ty?
Yes, it is a possibility. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to try to get over there and, see if we can conquer a bit of the States.
Yep. Now, I listen to pretty minimal amount of Christian contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I put the Christian radio station on and you can tell it's Christian music because
it's just
not good. I love your stuff. The quality on the CD is fantastic. You guys are awesome live. We love having you at Coast Youth Revolution. Great. What would be your hopes for Australia, Christian contemporary music-wise?
Oh, man, we just love to see more...
Oh, my God.
Welcome to On The Potty.
With that girl and her mum, and I couldn't break it up, so...
Oh, I can't hear it.
No, I know you can't, but we had to start.
Hey,
we're on the radio show,
Daniel.
Don't get annoyed with me.
Daniel, how you doing?
Hello. So I'm just signing a post.
You've got 20 seconds, Mike. Tell us your life story.
Is this a joke?
No.
No, man.
You've got 10.
My name's Michael, I'm 21 years old, I play rugby, and I've been playing drums for most of my life.
Awesome. What do you love about being in Revive?
This is a joke. That's the joke,
mate.
That's
right.
Come on.
Is my fly on?
Nah.
I enjoy playing music a lot and creating music.
Sorry. Daniel keeps touching him, and it's funny.
How do you feel about man touch, Mark?
I dig it. You know.
That's not what I've heard.
Give him a cuddle.
Well, I cuddle for the potty.
Yeah,
only A-frame, man. Nice.
Yeah, but if it's... Oh, man, that's not fair. That's illegal in countries, man.
Let's go back best thing about being revived.
Playing music, but with a purpose, and not just for own gain.
What's your purpose? Like, for all those young bands, such as Dan's band, Running Home, out there, what's the purpose of Revive?
I guess you could say it's to encourage Christians and people that don't know God to consider His message. And, like, our songs are good quality pop songs with a good message.
Yeah, good.
Not necessarily Christian cheesy.
Yep.
But
that's a huge aim of ours, and you were kind of asked before, what's your hope for Australian Christian music?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, our hope is to have music that's on a level of mainstream. You know, I think in the past, Christian music, people have made excuses for it, and therefore people have produced an inferior product. And I just think we want to really break away from that. You know, we're musicians as well. We're not just kind of Christians who go, how can we tell people about Jesus? I know, let's be in a band. We are musicians. And it happens that we are Christians and we love Jesus. And so what we write about isn't just chicks and stuff and relationships, but it's God and how Jesus changed our lives. And so, and we kind of want to share that. So it's like being a Christian, but in a band, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you act differently to the mainstream bands. You still want to be a hot musician, hot singer, drummer, bass player, guitarist, etc., and a hot band. And so,
a hot person.
Look gorgeous like these guys. But yeah, but also, I mean, it just comes across, you know, when I chat on stage, I want to share my faith because that's what we do anyway, right? As Christians.
Can I say, you guys, I was looking on the Australian Christian Artist Network, and for the page of you guys, it said Revive, an encouraging Christian rock band. And I went, they are an encouraging Christian rock band.
Cool.
So I thought that's the best way to. They're like. Encouraging. And I think the guys here find you encouraging at Coast Youth Revolution.
Yeah, we love coming here. You guys rock. It's fantastic.
Oh, someone. Okay, Matt.
Matt felt like he just walked into something he shouldn't have.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Okay, everyone put your pants up.
Sorry. Say hello to the world, Matt.
Hello,
world. Now, we ought to finish pretty soon, but hey, Matt, tell us, how'd you find tonight, Coast Youth Revolution? How was Revive? How was Al Stewart the whole night?
It was a fantastic night. Revive rocked, and Al Stewart had great words to say.
Fantastic. Now,
why would you say that?
Did you just do man touch?
Ah, don't worry.
Now, more information about Revive, go to www.reviveband.com.
Indeed.
Or you can check us out on MySpace.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Become one of their friends. How many friends have you got?
Oh, millions.
Millions?
Millions.
Not
so much.
More than Tom.
Tom is on everyone.
Yeah.
It's Tom.
He's just on everyone.
Yeah.
He's our only friend on the CCC Youth one. Literally, because no one knows about it. There you go. You guys should be out.
We've only been on there for a couple of months.
Yeah, just be friends. Yeah. Just friends, nothing more.
Yeah.
Nothing more than friends. Now, I was going to say something before we close. Oh, www.reviveband.com. www.cyrevolution.com. CCCYouth.com. Email ccc@gmail.com and make sure you check out our talkcast no.au/4/.net.org.
We don't stick ourselves to Australia. Revive, we're going
global. That's what we're on about here on the potty.
That's what Revive we're on about.
Now that's what the radio show's called.
We've on the potty
with Dave and Dan. We actually finish each week's episode with a song. Can you guys do a song? Can you beatbox can you just improvise, just make something up? Maybe make some bass noises.
Yeah, Matt's in it too.
Are you going to sing?
Yeah, what do you want me to sing?
About anything. We don't. Yeah, about
your
what we're talking about.
Your experience on the body.
Your experience on the Central Coast.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Two, three, four.
Well, Central Coast Revolution is a really cool thing. I like being here and I like to sing. Dan and Dave are really cool. You're on the potty with Revive. Yo!
Yeah! Well, thanks, boys. Thanks, the world. And signing out. See you, Dan.
See you, Dave.
Wait. We might have some World Cup specials coming up in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we really need to talk about that. And the other reports still.
And we've got heaps to come. So we're going to have two episodes this week. That's what we're on about here.
Two episodes.
Doing too much. Peace out. See you soon. Thanks, guys. Round of applause, everyone. Yeah.
Great job.